and what He's given you to do, which though it may be a stretch and call for a lot on your part, can be done. And I will tell you, it can be done for three reasons. Two of them I've already covered in one fashion or another. One, because the yoke is fitted especially for you. Two, because He has placed you in community with other people, and each of us have a gift to bring to the task that helps us to do together what we could not do separately. But third, because Jesus is not in the habit of handing out single yokes. He hands out double yokes. Somebody guess whose neck goes in the side across from you. It's His. Whatever burden He assigns you, He will help you pull it.
You'll want to be sure to catch the rest of Pastor Terry's message in just a moment. But first, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Indian Run Christian Church broadcast with pastor and author Terry Bailey. This broadcast is also produced as a free podcast that you can find on iTunes or become a subscriber through our website. We'll have more information at the end of the broadcast, but for right now, let's join Pastor Terry as he preaches this week's insightful message.
I've told this story before, but it fit what I wanted to say today, so I tell it again. About the time I was 15, so my oldest sister would have been 16, and my youngest sister would have been in the neighborhood of 11. My dad took one of his wild hair ideas. I don't know what put those things in his head, but he went in the springtime, and he borrowed the old one-share horse-drawn plow that his father still owned and hadn't used in years and years since he got tractors. And he borrowed the little leather working kit that his grandfather had kept out in the barn that hadn't been used for a long time. And he rejiggered the harnesses for the plow a little bit so that his five children could pull it. And we all harnessed up, and we plowed, not the cornfield or anything, we plowed the vegetable garden, you know, several passes with the one share plow. We plowed he would be in jail today. And you know, I know that there are laws. He didn't use a whip or anything even there, but there are laws, I suppose, about making kids pull plows. We thought it was great fun at the time, and Dad was always good to us. We got to split a nice bale of hay for supper, handful of rolled oats for dessert. If you watch the film in Sunday school, you'll recognize some of the emphases that I'm going to make, though I tried to go about it in a slightly different fashion. When Jesus called people, He called them to take up His yoke. Come over here, because I want to put this yoke on your neck. And we all know what a yoke is. It's a big wooden collar scooped out for the back of an ox's neck with either a matching wood piece or a wire piece or something that goes under to hold it in place. It can be for one ox, or it can be a twin yoke for two oxen. And using it, the ox will pull a plow or a harrow or a wagon or enter into some other labor. That's what the yoke is for. Now, this is entirely consistent with everything that Jesus ever said. When He called His first apostles, He said to these fellows who were fishermen by vocation, He said, come with me and I will make you fishers of men. And I want you to get that they were fishermen, but they were not fishermen like you and I may be fishermen with a 4-foot fiberglass rod and store-bought bait and a cooler standing on the bank enjoying ours. These were guys who spent their days lifting heavy, coarse, abrasive rope nets and dropping them in the water where they got even heavier. And if you happened to catch some some fish got even heavier, and they hauled them up and they dropped them down and they mended them and they took care. They worked hard at fishing, and what Jesus invited them to do was to work even harder as fishers of men. On another occasion, Jesus said, "If you truly want to be with me, here is what it requires. Deny yourself. Pick up your cross. And follow me." These words about the yoke, the agricultural implement of labor and burden bearing, are not inconsistent with all the other things that Jesus said to people. It's funny how we miss this drive in his thought, because he didn't say, "Come unto me, for my recliner is so very cushy, memory foam, and I have added the heat and vibrate thing." He did not say, "Come unto me because I have a spa with more hydrojets than you have ever seen, and they not only pulse, they spin." "Take my yoke upon you," is what he said. Get yourself fixed up for bearing burdens. It is amazing what the modern church does with these kinds of emphases, and Eidelman alluded to it in the film, but I haven't seen this done yet. Since I mentioned it, I expect to encounter it next week. But it would be a very modern, churchy thing to do, to make beautiful little gold and silver gem-encrusted, yoke-shaped jewelry so we could wear it on our lapel. Or to make catchy, yoke-themed bumper stickers so we could put them on our car, or to have it embroidered, the shape of a yoke on our, instead of a lizard, on our polo shirts, golf shirts if you don't play polo, bowling, the t-shirt with the fancy three-button things that cost more. Yeah, to put the yoke on there, to make it pretty, and to put it every place except on our necks, where it was designed for us to bear burdens. Another thing that Kyle Eidelman is correct about, and if you didn't get to see the film, you let me know, and I'll make sure you get an opportunity. I'll either arrange another showing at a different time or loan some people the film. But another thing that he's right about is that the modern church advertises Christianity falsely. When we tell everybody that the point is that becoming a Christian is going to make you so cozy and comfy and prosperous and happy, and Jesus will make you happy, but we still aren't looking at it right. And I'm not complaining about our facility. I like our facility, but understand the way that this goes. I invite you to come here and sit on padded chairs in a carefully climate-controlled building with attractive surroundings so I can tell you how much more comfy, leisurely Jesus is going to make your life. God forgive us for ever having preached such a message when he said, "Take my yoke upon you." Well, he did say that the yoke would be easy, right? And he did. I'm not convinced that we understand exactly what that meant. Jesus, being a carpenter, would understand what it meant. What they did, they would rough shape a yoke in the shop, and when they sold it, they would take the yoke to the farm and the oxen that were going to use it, and they would put it on them and begin to fit it exactly. If it was a double yoke, they would put it on both oxen and have them actually pull something so they could see how it would shift according to these animals' movements, and they would trim it here and pad it there and do what was necessary to make it fit so that it didn't abrade and gall and hurt those animals. And when it was just right, that yoke was called an easy yoke. And it made you able to do more work, not less. Jesus has a yoke just for you, and it will fit your life just exactly. The yoke that he has for you, Joe Costello, it's designed for just you. And the one for Jack and the one for Norma is designed for just them. And there's a lot of variables, but Jesus knows them all. If you're strong and healthy, that yoke will be designed for a strong and healthy person who can put their strength and health to work in the kingdom. But he had a different kind of yoke for people like Joni Erickson Tata, who was not strong or healthy, but she leaned into that yoke. And look what she accomplished. And if you are good with money and business and you become very prosperous, never my particular gifting, but some people's, if you're good with those things and you become very prosperous, God has a yoke just for you so that you can put that prosperity to work in His kingdom. On the other hand, He had a yoke for Mother Teresa, who never had two pennies of her own to rub together, but she leaned into her yoke. And look what she did. And if you have special talent, you're a gifted athlete, you're a gifted musician, God has a yoke designed to maximize those abilities, and it will fit you just right to accomplish what you are set to accomplish in His kingdom. No matter where your strengths or weaknesses lie, the yoke will fit, which is to say, it will be easy. Not the task, the yoke. An easy yoke. Well, okay, but he did say his burden would be light too. He said that, right? Well, yes, he did. And I've tried hard to study this carefully, and I think that we get a hint in the first part of this where he was saying all the supposedly wise people who thought they knew things and how the real truth had not been revealed to them, but had been revealed to the supposedly simple people who didn't know anything. And when Jesus dealt with the wise people, one of his constant criticisms was this. He said to the Pharisees, "You bind burdens on men's neck that you are either unwilling or unable to carry yourself. You can't pick it up. You can't drag it. But you insist that they give it a shot. You can yoke a pair of oxen to a rock that weighs 50 tons, and there are such rocks, I have seen them, and they will never move it. Never. It doesn't matter what feed you put out in front to lure them. It doesn't matter what sharp pain you use from behind to encourage them. None of it will help. They will not be able to move the load. They will either give up or they will break themselves in the effort. Make it worse. Fasten them to the 50-ton burden, knowing that a tsunami is coming across the land shortly. And weariness is replaced by despair because you can neither move the burden nor get away from it. This is the burden of the Pharisees. The burden of the world. A standard we have proven over and over again we are incapable of meeting. An attempt to earn salvation we are incapable of earning. An attempt to be who we are not yet. We cannot, by any act of our own will, become. No wonder people struggling against that burden are weary and heavy laden and hopeless and looking with great longing for something else. And when Jesus says, "My burden is light," it's the difference between that impossibly heavy burden and what He's given you to do, which though it may be a stretch and call for a lot on your part, can be done. And I will tell you, it can be done for three reasons. Two of them I've already covered in one fashion or another. One, because the yoke is fitted especially for you. Two, because He has placed you in community with other people, and each of us have a gift to bring to the task that helps us to do together what we could not do separately. But third, because Jesus is not in the habit of handing out single yokes. He hands out double yokes. Somebody guess whose neck goes in the side across from you. It is His. And whatever burden He assigns you, He will help you pull it. The burdens of this world lead us to despair. Taking on the yoke of Jesus Christ brings comfort and rest to our souls. Because whatever kind of strain it may be, we see that with His help we can pull across the line. But it is still a yoke. When we answer the call of Jesus Christ, we answer this call: take My yoke upon you. Well fitted, harnessed with a community, walking beside Jesus Christ, but it is still a yoke. We come here, perhaps for many reasons, but among them I hope is this, that we come here so that we can get just a little bit of recharging, so in this coming week we can pull well. Pull hard. Move the burden. I hope that's one reason we come here, but it isn't if we haven't even figured out that we're supposed to have the yoke on our necks yet. So I leave you with just this question. Look at your own life and determine whether His yoke rests on your neck, or whether you have answered some other call than His, which is, "Take My yoke upon you."
We want to take a moment to thank all of you, our listeners, for setting aside time each week for the Indian Run Christian Church broadcast on this station. You can find out more about the church by visiting our website at www.christforeastcanton.com. That's www.christforeastcanton, all one word, .com. On behalf of Pastor Terry and all the folks at Indian Run Christian Church, I pray God's blessing on you and your family.